Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
PH seeks inclusion in minerals agreement. The Philippines is aiming to join the Japanese-U.S. Critical Minerals Agreement to ensure resiliency of the supply of critical minerals, the top official of the Department of Trade and Industry said. Trade Secretary Alfredo Pascual said the Philippines should take part in the said agreement to strengthen the partnership between the country, the United States, and Japan. Critical minerals were among the topics covered during the trilateral ministerial meeting in Washington, D.C., on April 11. Pascual said that he emphasized during the meeting that the Philippines is a major producer of critical minerals. We just proposed the idea, then they have to mull it over. We have not reached any common agreement as yet, Pascual said during a press briefing on Friday. If it's difficult to have one-on-one or bilateral critical minerals agreement between the Philippines and the U.S., what we can do is just accede to what is existing now, which is the Japanese and American critical minerals agreement, he added. With Indonesia banning its export of nickel ore, Pascual said that the country can become the only major producer of the said mineral that is sold to the global market, particularly to China. He added that China is able to absorb around 90% of the country's nickel ore exports, giving it significant influence in the nickel market, especially in terms of downstream products such as battery precursors and batteries. From a strategic standpoint, it would affect the supply needed by countries like Japan, and eventually the US, Pascual said. He added that acceding to the existing agreement has nothing to do with increasing exports to the US but on ensuring supply. Because if we have an agreement, our partners have priority to get the supply, he said, adding that it will also attract more U.S. companies to invest in mineral processing in the Philippines. Pascual, however, said convincing U.S. investors might be difficult without such an agreement. The way I see it, American investors, it's like they don't have a signal that the Philippines is okay. We're not a well-known country globally, right? Because we are still an emerging economy, and we're still a mid-middle-income country, he added. Nonetheless, Pascual said that the Japanese government is open to it while the U.S. Secretary of Commerce will take it up with the American government.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.